Some people you support may have the knowledge and skills needed to administer their own medications. This will be listed in their CSSP addendum. This means that you as staff may be doing little to assist the person in this area. You will need to be specifically trained on what you will need to do depending upon the level of skill and independence that the person has regarding the safe and correct administration of their medications. Remember, each person may be different on what they can and cannot do. Mary is able to put her medications into her hand from her pillbox, bring them to her mouth, and swallow them. But she needs you as staff to bring her the medication and water. Roland keeps his medication in his room, and he just likes the reassurance that you are going to remind him when it is time to take his medications. Florence is able to take her oral medications, but needs you to administer her eye and ear drops. People on self-administration medication programs may have a plan in place to outline what the person's responsibilities are and what the staff does, if anything. Be sure you follow this plan as you have been trained. If you are unsure of what your duties or responsibilities are, you need to ask your nursing personnel or supervisor. If you have any concerns about a person's ability to self-administer their medications or treatments, you must communicate this to your nursing personnel or supervisor. Failure to do so could result in harm to the person if they are not taking their medications or treatments as prescribed. If your company has been determined to be responsible for oversight of medications, even if the person administers their own medications, then you have a responsibility to report any concerns.